Traffic fatalities are down for the year citywide. The city says Vision Zero, while still far from zero deaths, is working. Critics aren't so sure, though, that all the credit goes to that. Joining me now to talk about this is WNYC's Kate Hines. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Soteria.
So this is something you've been watching closely now for 2 years. How much are the numbers trending down?
This year, we're partnering with journalists at the New York World to track the deaths. And according to that data, so far, 224 people have died in traffic fatalities. Last year, over the same time period, 252 people died. That's an 11% decrease.
Are the numbers down across the board? What jumps out to you?
They're down in every borough except Staten Island, which is not having a good year. Last year, 11 people died on Staten Island during all of 2014. This year, so far, 23 people have died. The city's taking a closer look at that borough to see what it can do to reduce that number.
So if citywide numbers are down, does this mean that Vision Zero is working?
It's really too soon to tell. It's a relatively small difference, 252 versus 224, but the city has implemented some big changes. The default speed limit was lowered to 25 miles per hour a year ago, and NYPD enforcement is up slightly. Also, the city's speed camera program is up and running at 140 locations and has issued over 1 million tickets. According to the city, data shows a 66% reduction in speeding on roadways 2 months after the cameras are installed. But to really tell, you need a lot of data, including the number of people who were injured, not just killed. We'll be looking at those numbers at the end of the year.
All right. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you.
And to see a list of every traffic death in New York City this year, visit WNYC.org/datanews.